the effects of a long-term crop rotation study. We're visiting today with Aaron Crooks, Superintendent, Lancaster Agricultural Research Station, University of Wisconsin-Madison, in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Aaron, you've got a long-term crop rotation study out here. Tell us a little bit about it.
Long-term crop rotation study located here began back in 1967, so it's turning 50 years old this year. It's been a mainstay of the Lancaster Research Station, and looking at different crop rotations and its effects, especially particular to the driftless region of Wisconsin around the Mississippi Valley here in southwest Wisconsin and other neighboring states.
What crops are in this crop rotation?
Well, the effects of the rotation study look specifically at the nitrogen fertilization of corn, but in addition with some of those crop rotations, besides a continuous corn rotation, is corn and soybeans, wheat, oats, and then alfalfa as well, all in different combinations and rotations to see the different effects that it produces.
What are some of the most significant findings that this long-term research has turned up?
Well, probably the most significant finding for Wisconsin as well as across the U.S. was how many pounds of nitrogen credit you can take growing corn after you've had establishment of alfalfa. So originally the crop rotation study was looking at the potential of replacing alfalfa with commercial fertilizer in the 60s when fertilizer was cheap, but as the fertilizer prices became expensive in the 70s, then the interest in the study actually turned to more sustainability and sustainable rotations, and one of the major findings was that benefit of nitrogen produced by the alfalfa legume crop.
Aaron, what's the value of this kind of research?
It's the second oldest crop rotation study that we know of in the country. The University of Illinois has the oldest, but the benefit of having a long-term study like this is it provides a resource for lots of different research, whether that's soil fertility, soil structure, other environmental impacts, carbon fixation, things like that. It's a resource that a lot of different researchers that can come to and do additional research projects off of, as well as it's a resource that's there when conditions change. It can incorporate a different crop or something different. As they talk about having a living document for a will or things like that, this is almost like a living research project that it changed slightly through the years as it's gone, as conditions have dictated and interests have grown, to help provide those answers that we may not know what the questions are yet, but down the road we'll have the tools that will be able to produce those answers.
We've been visiting with Aaron Crooks, Superintendent, Lancaster Agricultural Research Station, University of Wisconsin-Madison, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.